Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live around the world, this is The Ryan Lindsay Show. Phone lines are open to speak with Ryan or any of his guests at 319-527-6702 or email Ryan. The email address is ryan@ryanlindsayshow.com. Now, here's Ryan Lindsay.
Once again, from the fabulous Northwoods of the great state of Wisconsin, I'm Ryan Lindsay, and we got a special one for you tonight. We're going to have fun. Joseph LeCastro is my guest. Viking Joseph LeCastro. You might recognize that name from A Millennial's Third Eye. He has a show here on Blog Talk Radio, and that is very popular, and I think you're going to enjoy him. We'll take some psychic readings throughout the show and talk about metaphysics and all things spiritual with Joseph LeCastro. I want to mention that we've got a bunch of interesting guests coming up on the Ryan Lindsay Show. Take a look at ryanlindsayshow.com for information. Coming up, we've got psychics, as we do tonight, spiritual counselors, motivational speakers, ancient history experts. I've got a couple of hypnotherapists, astrologers. I'm looking for a very good numerologist. So if you know a good numerologist that I can interview on the show here, email me. It's ryan@ryanlindsayshow.com, or just go to the website, ryanlindsayshow.com, and you'll see a link to email me there. But looking for a good numerologist. Haven't been able to find the right one quite yet. So give me some suggestions. Or if you have other suggestions about guests, then feel free to email me with that as well. The number here today, 319-527-6702. If you would like to speak with Joseph LeCastro, we'll get to him in a few minutes. But as always, I need to welcome my co-host, Tamara Gleason. And Tamara, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I'm excited for this. Millennial Third Eye guy, huh? This sounds great.
It's going to be good. We're going to have fun. I've listened to his show a couple times, and he's very diverse in his knowledge of metaphysics, and I think we're going to really learn something tonight. Yeah. Well,
great,
how about
great.
Let's start with you again? An energy reading. What's the energy like in your neck of the woods right now?
Oh, overall exhausting. There's a lot of dense energy, which, you know, I don't think people realize that, you know, you don't have to be doing well. And there's the change of season. We're kind of slipping into that fall, you know, letting go fall, you know, letting things fall off of us, letting our ego fall away. Yeah, it's been pretty intense, pretty exhausting, kind of frog in the blender a little bit, but more so where you're just like, just let the blender take you. but nature has been helping immensely. I'm sure, you know, just even driving around in the car with the sun beaming in your window is really good for the soul right now. It's a very reflective time. Very supernatural, too. So I'm glad we have a reader on tonight, because the veils are most definitely thin.
Excellent. Okay. We're going to get right to Joseph LeCastro. He is known for his psychic intuitive practices. He works with his spiritual guides to provide guidance, clarity, and resolution, basically peace of mind. Within his 12 years as a Santero, practitioner of Santeria, he's learned not only about the Orishas, but also Spiritism. Known under the name A Millennial's Third Eye, this is where Joe puts his passion in helping others worldwide. So whether you follow his podcast, live readings, and topics, you will also see his true passion in spiritual guidance, teachings, motivational speeches, and metaphysics. And we'll hopefully have time to get to all of those tonight. Very glad to welcome to the Ryan Lindsay Show, Joseph LeCastro. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ryan and Tamara, for having me on the show. I've been really excited about this. It's a pleasure.
Oh,
I love that.
Completely
yeah,
my pleasure. So let's start with A Millennial's Third Eye. What is that? How did that come about, and what does it mean?
So what wound up happening is I know a lot of people are probably familiar with the term soul awakening, or I'm sure there's people that have experienced it. And I was going really heavily in through my soul awakening. And this is where I was going through depression and looking for happiness. And for quite a while, I was listening to Blog Talk Radio with other people who have their radio shows. And I was at my job. I'm a professional chef for about 8 years, and I didn't want to do it anymore. And so on my break, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna create one. And so I signed up for one. I'm sitting there. I'm thinking about a name. I'm going, well, I am a millennial, and what's more provocative? Well, we'll get the people going, type of thing. And it's truth though. So that's how that name kind of came about, quite honestly.
Great.
Whatever works, I guess. So are you still a chef today?
No, I'm not quite. Honestly, at the moment, I'm not. I had this difficulty with trusting myself to go further into readings and going on Facebook and doing my podcast that I would go back to working as a chef, and I kept leaving. I kept battling myself. And I finally said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I want to follow my passion. I want to follow my happiness. And so that's what wound up happening. I just do it more for fun, for family right now. And I don't see why not later on in the future opening another business, but I don't feel that passion for it at the moment.
Sure. You got to feel a passion about what you're doing in life. There's nothing worse than going to a job you don't like.
Absolutely.
So, In your bio, I talked about your 12 years as a Santero, practitioner of Santeria. What exactly does that mean?
So Santeria is a practice where you are working with energies or deities of the planet. And there's the main ones, which some might already know of. There's the rishis called Obatala, which is the owner of the mountains, but also a wise older man. And his basic form, and he handles the balance of energy and justice and making sure everything is calm and everything is appreciated and peaceful. Then there's Yamaya, the mother of the ocean or the mother of all, and she gives everyone what they need, not what they want. And there's more to that within the deities, but when you become a priestess or a priest, which is a Santero or Santera, you wind up learning how to properly pray and work with those energies respectively in your daily life to make sure that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right thing, you make the right choices. We give offerings sometimes to give respect and thanks for what they have provided for us. And there's many more to that, but that's kind of the basics of it with respect to where it came from. It's an Afro-Cuban tradition, so it originally came from Nigeria. And over the history with over slave trade, they had to hide that. And so a lot of people still to this day, which I stepped away from, I'm just about peace, love, and diversity. And so some people still have a hard time with different people practicing, but I don't really come across that as often as I used to, because you might find more Spanish, African-American. It's very rare to come across someone who's actually Caucasian or Italian, but we're still embraced. It's not really something I really come across anymore.
So when you're talking about spiritual guides, how do we know what is a message from our spiritual guides and what just might be our own intuition or our own mind going crazy?
That's a great question, because the first thing I tell people, because they get excited, they want to know what their spirit guide name is, what they look like, and I love working with people and teaching them this, and this is what I've been doing recently. Is I work them through it, and I work with them on learning how that feels. And so one of the things to answer your question is that we do have this inner voice and consciousness. And so it's learning how to understand that. Is it me, or is it spirit, or is it an angel? And the first thing I really tell first off for people is that I don't want them to overthink it. I'd rather them understand that there is messages coming through. And as you know, for a chef, for example, I would be working and I would hear, hey, don't forget that stuff in the oven. It was just the right time, too. So those are little things that we can look at internally through our consciousness when there's this surprise answer that, you know, it was not just you. And we have to start becoming more mindful of it. If we're not really mindful, how do we start putting the eye within our mind to understand, wait a second, that's an external energy. And the real addition to that is also if it's a lot of people get worried too about fear. What if it's a negative entity? What if it's a positive entity? Is it my cousin who passed away? All these little things. First off, if the vibration of the answer or the response or what's coming in, if it's not negative, then it's positive. So look at it that way. But we have to start addressing the mind and start becoming more mindful of questioning that, is it my consciousness or not? And overall, it's allowing that to be understood as maybe that was my spirit guide. Because it's not always us. We have to understand the consciousness is that inner voice, and spirit comes through the body energetically. They don't have a microphone. They're not like, hey, Joe, this is what we want you to tell you for the, you know, the next message. And a lot of people get that confused. They think that spirit's right in your ear.
But many times we do hear, like you said, you hear, get what you've got in the oven there. Do you physically hear that as a psychic, or is it your intuition that you're hearing?
How do I answer that properly for you? It's an inner voice, and I want to say intuition as well, because it's internal. It's a part of your consciousness. So it's definitely intuition. It's the same time it's connected to the consciousness, but you're allowing it to come through. This is why a lot of people, when they're busy, or women who are doing their makeup, I've heard this story too, they're doing their makeup and all of a sudden the message comes right in. And there's different times where you know that some people are mediums and they have no idea. And all of a sudden they're like, hey, I don't know if this is really a message you need to hear, but there's these tasks that we do that are mundane that just flows. And so we have to become aware of that inner voice, that inner connectedness. But so I would say, yeah, intuition.
Right. And it can come through many streams, right, Joe? It's like that's where our gifts of discernment come in of, wait a minute, you can feel when it's outside of you, you know, with practice and folding clothes or, yep, absolutely.
Definitely, it comes in different ways too. You're absolutely right. You'll hear a lot of people are looking at dimes, coins, feathers. I also am a firm believer through experience that the universe and other energies connect to us, especially angel numbers. Everything is also a vibration. So it holds its own vibration. And what I like to explain to people, and this is my own way through experience, is that I would see a lot of angel numbers. And it's because we're vibrating from our own mind, what we're thinking about, and there's a communication that's trying to come through. And so we have to look those angel numbers up, and what are they really trying to say? What's the vibration of that number? Even colors. There was a time where I was wearing blue all the time, and I actually went, why do I wear blue all the time? It's not like me. And I looked up the chakra, the color, the archangel associated with that, because I was doing Blog Talk Radio at the time and doing Facebook Live, and it was associated with the voice. So these synchronicities will come, but we have to be allowing of these things to come in and be open-minded about that.
Right. As I sit here in a blue shirt. Absolutely. Yep. Spot on. Ryan, are you there? Hello? Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I don't know if we lost Ryan or not. He seems to be in the ethers. So I was wondering if
it
I was maybe
sometimes.
On pause.
I actually had my own podcast one episode recently where I had to call back in. It was like, it just happens. I don't know what the deal is. So that's okay.
Well, this is a new one for Ryan and I. That's why I have the co-host.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you there? There he is.
I'm here.
Yay.
I'm back here. Gosh, that was weird.
all our
Skype,
energy just
Skype
booted
just
you right
me.
Off the planet.
There you go. Oh,
Joe
boy. Yes.
That's not uncommon. That's our first time. It was our first bump.
That's
so,
first hiccup for us. And Mars isn't even in retrograde yet. Or Mercury isn't
no,
in retrograde
right
yet.
Yeah. There you go. You're
Mars,
getting it,
Mars
right.
is
You're
Mercury. There we go. Well,
yep.
Let's go to some phone calls, Joe. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay. We'll go to area code 917. Hi, you're on the Ryan Lindsay Show with Joe LoCastro. Who's this?
Oh, hey, my name is Tim, calling from New York. How are you guys doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Doing well, Tim. How are you?
How's it going?
How's it going, Tim? Thanks for calling in.
Okay, yeah. I just was curious if there are any messages from Spirit or my guides. I've been asking for assistance, trying to bring some abundance in, so I've been setting the intentions every night, doing a little meditation, just asking to be, you know, little breadcrumb trails along the way. I was wondering if there were any messages for me.
All right, just give me a second here to work with your energy. So the first thing that's coming through with your energy and my spirit guides is they want me to tell you that you're doing the right things when it comes to you're doing new habits and new practices, because the part of you has ended where you had these old cycles and patterns. And I also like to associate with this as a soul awakening, because there's a part of us that starts to realize that there's so much more to life and we have to start changing our ways, and we start believing and understanding the power of manifestation. The one thing that they're telling me to tell you, and also with the power of manifestation and what your intentions are, is the learning and understanding of setting the intention but no longer focusing on it. And this is also called the path of least resistance. When we actually put when is it coming, how is it coming, is it on its way, maybe it's not going to happen, maybe it is, we're actually putting resistance on it. And what they're saying is that go do other things that bring you happiness. Don't always bring your mind to that. Because what happens with the path of least resistance is similar to if you were to look for your cell phone, for example. If you can't find it, you're creating resistance. You're like, where is it? Where is it? And I tell people, go look for your laptop. You know where it is. And when you go for your laptop, you're going to find your cell phone eventually, because you're taking the path of least resistance. You're no longer in resistance. And so when we have big manifestations, the same thing happens. When we keep worrying about how it's coming in, we're putting resistance on it. And when we just choose happiness, we bring in that vibration of happiness and it rises. So you come in closer to contact with your manifestations when you're happy. The other thing they're talking about is something with love and partnership. And they want me to tell you something about a twin flames coming in soon. I don't know if you were looking for this or you already have met someone that you feel like is a twin flame.
I have not.
You have a twin flame coming in. Are you familiar with twin flames?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So the other thing I want you to know about twin flames, though, is that it's not always an easy joyride with twin flames. A lot of people think it's purity, love. It's you know, it's what you've been waiting for. There's a lot of learning with that. It's a lot of, you know, there's a runner, there's a chaser, and there's all these experiences, and then they're going to wind up breaking down parts of your ego, but you're benefiting from one another in that journey. But don't worry so much about how that's going to happen either. There is going to be someone, because you're seeking more knowledge, they're telling me. You're looking for more understanding of who you are, what your purpose is, and you're understanding the law of attraction. So keep doing what you're doing, but just remember that you have to let go of when is it, how is it still on its way? Choose happiness and choose to focus on that. Don't even worry about the how it's coming in. And also they're telling me too, remember to put really good detail into it. And, okay, hold on a second. Because I'm getting a lot of techniques with you. Vision board, writing things down. How many things are you doing to manifest this?
I was just about to start a vision board, but I've been writing things down.
The big part about this as well is belief. When you have belief in what you're doing, and the vision board's going to help you as well, because I don't, quite honestly, I believe in vision boards, but I don't have one. And that's okay. Everyone's different. It doesn't mean that I have to or you don't or you should. Choose it if it resonates with you. But make sure you're putting a lot of good detail into it. And you can't forget that there will be practical decisions and choices you have to make to get to those. That's the other thing Spirit's saying too. When we want to have, you know, I have different manifestations I'm working on as well. And so what I have to remember, and Spirit reminds me too, is that I can't just sit back, relax, and wait for it to come at my door. I also have to make decisions to get there. So when you also are manifesting, make sure that you're taking steps that are bringing you there, not only just picking things that bring you happiness, that raises your vibration to get closer to it, but making steps for you along the way that progresses closer to that. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay, because there's quite a few things that you're going to start changing more about you, which is a really positive message. But keep doing what you're doing. Do the vision board, put as much detail into it, but don't forget to let go. And letting go is not giving up. It's saying, I believe it's coming. I'm choosing happy hobbies and happy things in my daily routine that bring me my raising my vibration to get closer to it. And don't put resistance to it, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for the call. And so, Joe, what exactly is a vision board? Explain that to me.
So what a vision board is that we put pictures and things and as much detail as possible associated to what the manifestations we want into life. One of my favorite motivational speakers is actually Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey talks about him having a vision board as well, and even on his phone wallpaper. And he says, over time, you're going to notice that you're going to cross things off or you need a new one, because there's manifestations that come true. And what happens is, this is why it's important we surround ourselves with things that correspond to what we want or what we enjoy. And so when you put a vision board in your room and you wake up and you see it, you're still associating with that subconsciously of what you want. They actually say that you should actually rotate the pictures or change it up, so that way you don't get conditioned to the same thing on the wall in the same way. And it's a reminder. It's a symbol. It's a subconscious trigger in a positive way that keeps it coming closer to you.
Okay, makes sense. Positive reinforcement every day then.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I like
Let's
that
go back to the phone.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back to the phones and area code 775. Hi, you're on the Ryan Lindsay Show with Joe LoCastro and Tamara. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call. My name is Wendy from California. And hi, Mr. Lobruto. Look.
Oh, LoCastro. Hi, how's it going, Wendy? You sound familiar. I feel like you've called in before to my other show, but how's everything?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. It's nice to meet both of you. And may I ask my question?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Thank you. I've been on a medical leave since January for very highly substantiated medical records. And my employer is getting tired of waiting for me to come back to work. There's a lady in HR that said she was going to administratively let me go for medical reasons if I'm not back by October 13th. I don't see that happening. I'm not well enough. And but the good news is that I will be able to collect income on a group insurance until October of 2021, a whole year, as long as I get periodic notes from my doctor. So my question is, do you see me being let go, and then collecting for a year on that group insurance?
Wendy, the first thing that comes up is that has this been a repetition for you? Have you had several encounters with work and health issues? Because that's what Spirit's talking about.
Yeah, I have had more than one, but they've been substantiated by doctors and legal documents and MRIs, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. But there's been some issues with work and health quite often throughout the past 3 years.
Right.
So your question, because this is what Spirit does with me, is that even though you're asking a question, they're providing me with other stuff to kind of correlate to what's going on. The first thing is that you have to start loving yourself. Loving yourself is one of these things where we have to start giving and doing things for us and not focusing on the problems at hand. Because there's a repetition in a cycle that keeps you in the same loop. And it seems like you're battling constantly with health and work. and going through paperwork and documentation, you have to start making choices for yourself to better your future. You have to start making decisions for you, and it's not so much based off of just the work and just the health issues, because your happiness is really at risk here, and this is where the health issues come in, and this is where work comes in. The other thing that they want me to tell you is that you have to stop letting people make you feel belittled. You allow people to make you feel like your insecurities come out, whereas you're not good enough, you're not going to grow in the company, you're not valued, and these are things that need to be addressed within you. And we all have insecurities. I don't want you to feel like that's coming off the wrong way, because there's times where I have to address myself and I go, you know what, where's that coming from? That's an insecurity. And when we address that, we release it. Here's the factor here. This is the power of mind. And my spirit guides want me to explain this to you. You have a fear of them letting you go or things not working out. That fear is being emitted energetically, and you're going to create that reality. We have the power to co-create or create our own reality. And so this is really coming down to you. The power of loving yourself will change everything, but you have to let go of fears. You have to let go of worries, doubts, and how this is going to come about. So, for example, if someone told me, Joe, be careful taking that two-hour ride to Long Island. You know, there's a road that every time I go down it, I get a flat tire. If I purchase that reality in my mind where I'm allowing that to enter, now I'm afraid of getting a flat tire on that trip. And so what's going to happen is I will get a flat tire on that trip. And what my spirit guides want me to explain to you overall is love yourself, let go of the fear of things not working out, because that's going to be manifested if that doesn't change. The other part about this too is these cycles for you must end. And what I want to ask you is, and this is not, you don't have to answer this question now, but more take it with you. What is it that you want to change about your future? Because this is a repetition for you. And there needs to be an underlining answer within yourself to let you go, you know what? These people don't, these other people will not be what chooses. Why can't I speak that out loud? Don't allow other people to live your life. Don't live your life for other people, in other words. Make sure you're doing everything for you, because this cycle for you needs to end. And loving yourself will be a big result for that.
And I understand what you're saying. And I actually already meditated on the upcoming conversation with Heather, her name is Heather. And I think I'm ready for that conversation, and I feel like I can substantiate it very well. So I think that I should focus on my health. And by her letting me go, actually it would give me the opportunity to get the group insurance and then focus on my health. And I love myself enough that I want to get healthy and strong. So I see that as being in my highest good, and I believe in manifestation, and so when I speak to her within the next 5-6 days, I think I'll be well prepared, and so in this case, it's not that I really want to be let go from the company, but I think that it would be in my highest good for that to happen, because then it would give me the opportunity to get that income from the group insurance so I can focus on my health. Does that make sense?
I agree 100% with you, yes. That sounds and feels correct.
And I think that it would be in my highest good if she did let me go within the next week or so. She has a way of twisting words around, and I think I probably surprised her, because I have a tactful response for her where I pointed out things, and I think that she probably has more respect for me because I stood up for myself in a very cordial way, and she knows what to expect from me. So I look at everything 360 degrees, and I'm grateful for the opportunity the company gave me, but I have a huge amount of medical proof that I can provide, and I don't think that they can disagree with that. So they're arguing about the time, and so do you see me ultimately that she's going to be letting me go within the next week, and then I will I be fortunate to draw the group insurance for a full year through October 2021? All it would take would be periodic notes from my doctor.
I don't have a time frame for you. I do know that it does feel and sound like to me and what my spirit guides are providing that this is going to be beneficial for you. So it's just a matter of being patient about it, allowing things to unfold properly, because they're also telling me that timing is important. So even though you might think that you would be benefit for it next week or the following, there might be a reason that it needs to happen on the third week for you. But we don't know everything, because everything has a reason behind the timing, and it's most important. So I don't have a real time frame for you. I just know that that's going to come forward. That should happen the way what even you're talking about, because they're telling me that you're envisioning it as well. So that's what I have at the moment.
Okay, Wendy, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. Tamara, I know you have something to add on that.
Oh, no, I was picking up the same kind of frequency. It's time for her to go. You know, by force, the universe, you know, we don't realize that what we're manifesting sometimes is for our highest good. And I know, you know, we just have a really hard time of letting go, of just taking the grip off and allowing the frequencies to align. I have trouble with that myself, so I totally could resonate with her. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. So that was great. Great reading.
Okay. Once again, the number to call, folks, 319-527-6702 for the Ryan Lindsay Show. And we'll go on to area code 631. Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne. You have a question for Joe?
Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. I'm trying to find a new job. I have one now, but I'll be moving in November 15th. I'm trying to find a teacher age. I'm closer to home. I'm a bus monitor right now. It's like back and forth, and oh my gosh, I just don't want to get into it. But besides that, do you see a new love life?
Right now, and I have to explain to people too. Like, as much as I want to tell you what we want to hear, I have to tell you what spirit tells me. I don't get a love coming in as soon as you would like. They're not telling me that it's not to come in, but there's some things you have to organize first, because they're showing me like your mind is scattered. You're over here at one point, you're doing this at one point, and you're trying to put a package deal together for yourself, so to speak, but everything isn't aligned for you, and your energy is it's almost confusing because you're not sure what to do. And a part of you is also nervous that you're afraid that things won't work out the way you're planning them to. So the first thing that needs to be addressed is that you have to start practicing on grounding your energy and focus on one thing at a time. And just kind of like, you know, we don't understand at the times, even though we might not consciously be aware of what we say, even the way you put it too, you said, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm moving. What about my love life too? And I'm not judging you. Don't take that the wrong way, but your mind is trying to piece things together. There's other things that are also need to be understood because spirit wants me to explain this to you. And there's times and places, even though you're moving, people don't have to move to do this, but we need to let go of old things in our home and energies that no longer serve us. There's a lot of things that are energetically still tied to you. Not only people's energy from your past that have caused you hardship and frustration, but also materials that need to be let go. So for example, if there's a shirt, I'm just giving an example, I'm not saying go look for a shirt. If there's a shirt that you've worn for, I don't know, a couple of years, it's your favorite shirt, but it holds an energy and vibration that you've been through certain things with, it's time to let it go. There's certain people. The other thing that spirit wants me to remind you is that you can't run from your problems. I'm not saying that you have significant problems, but there's certain things that you're tired of dealing with and seeing, you don't want to look at it anymore. But what people don't understand is that even when we move, there's still going to be certain things that happen to us, for us, by the universe, to help us learn things we still need to learn. So we have to look beyond the 3D. The 3D is our body, what he said, what my boss is telling me, what my friends, you know, all these little things that we kind of get conditioned to. So what Spirit wants me to explain to you overall is that in order for things to really work out for you, okay, because they're still talking to me, I'm getting sidetracked here. Do you really want this job in the industry you're looking for? Because they're saying that you're just doing it out of comfort because of what you've been doing. Is there something else you want to do?
No, not really. No, I don't want the job I'm at now. And plus it's going to be far, and I have to travel 4 times a day because it's part-time in the morning and the afternoon. So I'm looking for something closer to where I'm at. And I know that I really do want something closer to home. I mean, to where I'm going to be moving.
I'm not picking up the same job and field or similarity for where you're going to be at. What Spirit's showing me is that you're going to start looking for other things that are qualified for what you're looking for in pay and time and distance. So what they're really explaining to me to tell you is that start looking for other jobs available. Don't just look for the one. And the other thing about this too is that you have to look with belief, confidence, and positive energy. Because even if I'm looking for a car, right, just for example, I want the car, but if I'm afraid or worried that I'm not going to find it for the right cost or the right mileage, I'm not going to find it. And this is why it's important for us to understand the importance of raising our vibration. Explained it before with the path of least resistance. When we're resistant, we're not going to get those manifestations or jobs or cars or things that we want, because that's a high vibrational thing. Money, cars, they're happy. If we're sad, worried, anxious, we're putting pressure on ourselves, we're resistant. So when you're looking, make sure that you're raising your vibration first. Do something that you love to do. I tell people that I love sushi. I really do. I'll go have sushi for lunch by myself. It brings me happiness. It could be that simple. And then go look. But don't give up. When it comes to your love life, though, that's not coming in just yet, because you have to sort some stuff out within you first. And that's going to all come later on.
You know, yeah, real quick, I do understand is that the reason I'm hurrying to find a job is that I can't take the going back and forth. It's exhausting. And then if I move, it's even going to be further. So I have to travel, you know, I'm 40 miles a day back and forth for a part-time job. And, then, you know, it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm just explaining. I want you to understand what Spirit's saying is that it might not be the same job. Just look for other things that are qualifying for you.
No, I don't want the same job as I have now. I'm a bus monitor.
Okay.
I don't like it. I want something to work with kids, but it doesn't, believe me, I don't want bus monitor.
It might not be with kids, and that's the thing about this.
Okay.
That's what Spirit's really overall saying. It might not be within that same field, not the same job, but within kids or around kids, but look for other ways to be around kids in a different way or other jobs that might be striking interest. Because even though they were saying something different, this is why you have to keep an eye open for that, all right?
Okay, Suzanne, thank you very much for the call. And phone lines open here, 319-527-6702 for Joe LoCastro, if you'd like a mini reading on the air here. Now, Joe, of course, we do these so people can get to understand you and how you do readings and contact you later on. How can people do that? How can they get a hold of you or learn more about you?
Well, I appreciate you having me on here to allow people to see how I work. And the mini readings are just little brief ones. The full readings get more interesting. But you can find me on Facebook, A Millennials Third Eye. You can also find me on YouTube. I'm all over the place. But to really get in contact with me, message me on Facebook. I like to do everything one-on-one. I'll respond back to you. It's really me. I'm really particular about being the person to respond. I don't want people to feel like they have to buy a video and I'm going to teach them how to do this stuff. And I'd rather do everything one-on-one.
Sure.
You can
well
also
said.
Call me or text me. Which is area code 845-202. I actually updated my phone number, so I have to make sure I'm giving the right one here.
Okay.
You can text me, call me, or message me on Facebook.
845-202-2093.
Yes.
Okay, great. For Joe LoCastro, folks. And we've got about 20 minutes to go here. We're going to get to a few more calls. Something I want to mention is keep your questions to one and maybe a follow-up or something like that, depending on the reading that Joe gives you. We want to get to as many people as we can here for the show tonight. Area code 856. Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Great. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay. You have a question for Joe?
Yeah, either long-term relationship committed or a newer job that's coming in for me anytime very, very soon.
Okay. I got to be quite honest with you. When I'm picking up your energy and spirits, when I'm working with your energy, there's a lot of hardship. I'm going to be honest with you. There's some negativity within what you've been feeling or working with or what you've been going through or what you think about daily. When it comes to relationship and job, this is significant to self as well. And so what spirit's saying is that you have to put in work for things. And I'm saying that because they want me to be blunt about this. If you want this new job, you have to go looking for it. You can't just go look and go, well, I only found one. You're applying for a couple, but your energy's not in it. And I want to explain this even when it comes to interviews. When someone goes into an interview, hypothetically, just to give you the energy basis here, if their energy in the interview is nervousness, insecurity, hopeful, but they're still trying, the rate of them getting that job is very low. When they come in with truthfulness, honesty, confidence, determination, the rate of receiving that job is more likely. And this is something that I've experienced even when around family or friends or I listen to other people, they get nervous about things. But I want you to understand something. You have to start putting more energy into what you want, whether that's more money, a better job, a relationship. People want a relationship, but we have to remember we have to put ourselves out there. We have to be willing to go places, meet people. I know that's a little weird during these times, but again, it's still something that can happen. And the law of attraction is also a big thing. What my spirit guides are talking about too is that your energy isn't in the brackets to attract the things you want. And this is why I started off the reading with your energy. You have to have more confidence. You have to work on your positivity. You have to work on seeing things in a new way. You're also allowing family, and I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but there's certain people that keep bringing you down, and you have to start not allowing their energy to interfere with yours. You also have to stop thinking and repeating the same thoughts. You know, you get frustrated internally in your mind. And so what you have to understand overall is, number one, believe in yourself and start putting yourself out there when it comes to finding the job, looking for it, because it's not going to be easy. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to be easy for you. And it's not going to be easy because the universe is trying to teach you some stuff. The universe provides us with things to learn from. And this is something you're going to have to put 120,000% in because that's how you get it. There's actually a really great book and author and motivational speaker that I follow. His name's Grant Cardone. And his book is called The Power of 10. And the simple part about the whole book, and there's more to it than this, is that you have to put 10 times the amount of energy into what you want to receive what you want. You can't just put a little bit in and expect 10,000% back. So put more energy into it because your energy is lacking in a lot of things. And you're also looking at a lot of stuff that's not – you're looking at insecurities. You're getting upset about, well, I wish I had this, but I don't have that. And you get frustrated at times. But you have to vibrate gratefulness. When we vibrate gratefulness and we think about things that we're grateful for, the universe literally responds back with more things to be grateful for. So learn how to work with your energy. Learn how to put more motivation, determination, because overall what you're saying is you have to start creating new habits for yourself. You have a lot of old habits that keep you comfortable and also numb and avoiding conflict, avoiding people. So you have to stop avoiding things that are triggering you. Start facing them with positivity. I hope that didn't come off too blunt. I get too excited with spirit. Sometimes it just comes out that way.
Okay, Rosemaria, thank you very much for the call. So, Joe, when you're getting the messages from spirit, so to speak, mm-hmm. how do you know when you're doing readings like this? I mean, we got a lot of people waiting. We got a lot of people listening. How do you know you're getting the right spirit at the right time?
The right spirit? You mean other people's energy?
Yeah, right.
So what happens for me, for the most part, especially over the phone or in person, if they're in person, their energy's already present. If they're on the phone, their energy through their voice is like a print or a vocal energy, and it comes through, and I allow spirit guides to provide that. When it comes to Facebook Live, it's a little bit more challenging, believe it or not. But what I do is I have a routine, and this might, I don't know, hopefully this answers your question. When I work with my mm-hmm. spiritual guides, I light a candle and I have a glass of water right next to, I have it right now as well. I dedicate it to my guides and I ask them for protection, balance of energy, clarity, bringing things in the right manner. But I also have to trust. And that's a really big important thing with anyone who's learning or working with spiritual guides or even messages. You have to trust that this what's being provided is for this person. A lot of people at times have a hard understanding only because they're not thinking of receiving the message that the way they wanted it to, or which rarely does happen, quite honestly. But the overall answer to that is I have to trust what my spirit guides are saying, because they're the ones that are working behind the scenes that are organizing and making sure that everything is coming out the way it needs to. If, in my opinion overall, too, if there's someone that's not doing these little routines for themselves or they don't have their own, because what this does for me is it makes sure that everything is in order. I'm asking my guides, I'm invoking them to come forward and telling them thanks for what they do for me, but also asking them for what I need and what I'm doing as well. So that's what really helps me.
Sure, sure. You offer a mentorship program. How does that work?
Yeah. So the mentorship sessions are 4 sessions, and they can continue on if they choose to. It's $175, and the first 3 are 30 minutes. The last one's an hour long. And I guide people through learning how to work with the energy first. And I guide them through grounding their energy, because when we do the whole, I don't know, I'm trying, I think, you put doubt on it. And what I explain is that there's the brakes on the car. We're human, but the human self, when we put worry on it, we put brakes on it, and we stop that flow. So the first couple of sessions, what I work on is allowing that to come through, how that starts off with the energy, and trust. And then I also work through verbalizing with spirit. You're asking, when I'm working with a client, they're asking their spirit guides for what they need, what they're doing in this moment, and even to the detail, because I like people to also work with my energy, because they don't know me all completely, or they don't know me at all, right? And it's beautiful because they'll give me messages that I need to hear as well, but it validates for them. And this happened over the past couple of days where I was like, wow, I can't believe you got that, because there was some stuff that happened to me. I'm human. And it's fun. And so I work with their energy, and I allow their spirit guides to come through, and they begin the feeling of what that is. They feel the energy come through. So when I have spirits that are family and friends, where some people say mediumship, it's a different vibrational feeling. But you can't become to that awareness yet until you're fully aware of what spirit guides feel like and then what spirit feels like, because it's a whole different feeling. So it starts off with the feeling of connectedness. It starts off with the feeling of receiving and trusting what you're getting. And so I work with people on that as well as manifestation and timelines and understanding alternate realities and how to feel the vibration of the reality we want. What's fun about this is literally – tomorrow, if you are wondering, do I want to go to the grocery store, get lunch, or stay at home? The first thing you do is feel. What does it feel like to go to the grocery store right now? Maybe not so fun. Does it feel exciting or fun or happy to go get lunch? Yeah, it kind of does. And then the third one, staying at home, not really, because you want to go out. So you're feeling that possible reality of you already there. This is why a lot of times people are like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to that party. I don't want to go. Okay, I'll go. And then they go, and they're not happy about it. And they knew that they shouldn't have went, type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Makes complete sense, of course. We're going to go back to the phones here. Not a whole lot of time left. Area code 347. Hi, you're on the Ryan Lindsay Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tamika. How are
okay.
you? Thank you for
Good
calling.
Good, thank you. I wanted to talk about work. If you could please tell me if you see any movement as far as me within my current job or me getting a different job or any changes as far as myself and career or myself and jobs.
Just give me a second here. Mm-hmm. So I decided to pull a card for you just for fun. Also to addition this. The card that came out was also the moon in reverse. And the moon is about phases. The moon is about cycles. The moon is about patience as well. The moon is also, you know, the masculine feminine. This would be the feminine. There's a lot. So when they're showing me about your job right now and they're talking to me and expressing about what's happening, there seems to be a lot of changes or shifting and it doesn't feel quite organized. Is this what's happening around your job right now?
Yeah.
Okay. They're also talking about patience. Jumping off the boat that's not really sinking, but we think and worry about it sinking type of situation. We're in the chef industry or the hospitality industry, we'd say jump off the boat before it sinks type of thing. There's actually going to be growth for you here in this job that you're at. But what scares you, and I understand you're human, is that you want to avoid problems and going down with the problems. It's going to be more growth for you. And what they're saying is that stick with it and be patient with it. Because a lot of the times what happens with coworkers and other people, they start to talk about what's happening and all this negative stuff. But what Spirit's saying is don't get yourself involved with the negative thinking. Even if it might be happening, there's going to be positive results from this. Now, the other thing they're saying, too, is if this is not financially helping you at the moment, this is really up to you. You can get an additional part-time thing or something a little bit extra on the side, doing your own hobby, whatever it may be. So doing your own hobby from home, getting a part-time job, additional to that, if you wanted, if it's not enough. But there's something that's exciting you about leaving or changing, and they're really telling me to tell you that don't leave just yet, because there's going to be some positive movement. And what I'm also getting too is that there's going to be a promotion for you, but you're not even thinking or you don't think that you're going to receive this, and you weren't looking for it, but you would like it. It's like a movement upwards. Because for a while they're telling me that you didn't feel valued for your experience and what you're doing, and also what's going to be coming around is that people are going to be leaving, but don't leave with them because they're going to regret that they left because you're going to actually benefit from it. Because they're telling me, too, there's a lot of people that keep telling you, leave, 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 leave. But your core, this is why you're also feeling this. The spirit wants me to tell you, you intuitively feel this. You know in your gut that you're like, maybe I shouldn't leave. And you're not sure why. And this is why. There's going to be a positive change. They're also saying something about companies coming together. What is that called? Companies coming together, or a name change?
Consolidation.
There's gonna be some changes, but it's gonna benefit you. So don't leave this yet. Stick with it. If it's something financial that you need to compensate for on the side a little bit at a time, go for that too. If you think you need it or you feel like you need it, but that's what I'm getting for you.
Oh, the money is good. The ethics and the environment is toxic and bad. And mm-hmm. it's so bad where I value, you know, being able to make ends meet, but the people are so disgusting and rude mm-hmm. and negative because they have been there for years, never moved on, which started in mm-hmm. November. The money is mm-hmm. good. And it's to the point where if I was to get something that's maybe not even as much as I make now, I'm still kind of willing to take it. Because these people, women, and they're all rude, and they want you
too,
to fight with them because they fight with each other.
What happens to people, especially within that energy, they get mad about no growth. Of the same, they're vibrating that, and that's how people create realities, positive or negative. So by staying positive, doing what you need to do to take care of your energy from other people, but what they did tell me is that there's going to be people leaving or being let go, but don't go with them. Be patient Because what happens and what they're showing me is that you're going to be appreciated and valued for not being in that energy. Because what happens a lot of time, people don't understand. You can walk in, you'll hear, I'm sure you guys have heard it before, oh, your vibe is off. There's a vibration there. So people have a vibration and it's not really understood as much, where those are the individuals that won't grow. They're not going because they're stuck in that same energy. So even though it's hard for you right now, stick with it, because I do see people leaving and changing, but don't fear that. You're not going with them.
Okay, Tamika, thank you very much for the call. And I think that's all the calls we're going to have time for today, Joe. Once again, Joe, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a further in-depth reading to get more personal? How do they get a hold of you?
So I'm actually, for this month, I have a little deal. I love doing deals. For the month of October, I'm offering full sessions for $65. I also have the mentorship for $175 and other things too. But you can find me on Facebook, Amillennials Third Eye. And you can also message me or call me on my business line, which is 845-202-2093. And I do get back to you. So be patient with that. I am the one who responds to all those.
Okay.
Great. Awesome.
Joe, this has been fun. Tamara, do you have any final questions for Joe before we sign off?
Well, I'm going to give myself a reading. You know, you're a wonderful reader, Joe, just to let you know. I've been doing this work professionally for 22 years, and this new group of millennials that are coming to the planet to offer are just such clear channels. I highly recommend Joe. It's a pleasure to meet you tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure being on the show with you guys. And it's very nice of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, sometimes millennials get a bad rap, but that was also a part of this journey of mine, is that I am one with everyone else, and we all have something to offer. Not all millennials are in that ego space, and we're here to do some great stuff just as well as everyone else that's been working hard. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very awakened. Thank you so much for your service.
Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
You have a great night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You bet. Thanks. So, Tamara, this was the guy I told you about.
Yes,
I told you about
Joe. Very good.
A long time ago, that I just on a whim one day I happened to call into him, and he was so spot on. I thought, I've got to get this guy on my show. We didn't even have a show yet.
And he's got this right. He's got a special offer. I tell you, I'm going to go call and get him. No, he's a really good reader. He reads very purely. And, you know, you're a good reader yourself, Brian. Someday I'm going to have you giving readings. but no, it takes intuitive to get good intuitive guests. That's why I love that you are on the search for guests. And, you know, and we have so many. Don't we have so many people that we even know? So giving a shout out to our friends and colleagues from years and years and years that would love to get there. You know, sometimes we consider them as friends, but, you know, that would love to be a guest and get the good work out there. You know, I'm doing readings, you know, phone readings, Skype readings, and hypnotherapy sessions as well. So it's like all of the crew is showing up. We're getting quite a few regulars. I'm hearing a lot of repeat questions, which is fun because it's fun to hear the same. You know, spirit hasn't changed that much. You know, I've given many of the readers, you know, the calls tonight, readings as well. And it sounds like, you know, the same energy is coming through for, you know.
Sure.
So that's why I just love to see it. It's just like we have to hear it and we have to hear it and we have to hear it until finally something just clicks in. So sending love and light to the guests tonight. And I hope it just clicks in. We've been so patient. Right.
You've been listening to the Ryan Lindsay Show. Visit RyanLindsayShow.com for more information.